Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Drones smashing into data centres, severed subsea cables. Ireland is under cyber attack. Well, it's not, but there are some of the scenarios that were being dealt with today in a dry run for a major cyber defence exercise out of McKee Barracks. Our reporter Una Kelly was there. Una,
yes,
dramatic stuff in McKee Barracks. Tell us about Cyber Coalition 25. Who runs it and who is at it?
Yes, so in McKee Barracks, you go inside this big gym that's a Defence Forces barracks, and they have workstations all set up. And the people there would be people who work in cyber security in the Defence Forces, also in places like ESB and Erin Road Erin. Now, it's not just happening in Ireland. There's 1,300 people doing it this week in 29 NATO countries and 7 partner nations. Ireland is a partner nation of NATO, and that's all being run out of NATO's cybersecurity centre in Tallinn in Estonia. And basically the idea is that it's a dry run of what to do when Ireland's coming under cyber attack, and they have certain invented scenarios. They've also invented the names of some countries and stressed that the names and scenarios are entirely fictitious, but I think it's fair to say that it definitely bears a resemblance to the current geopolitical scenario in Eastern Europe.
Okay, and can you share any country names with us?
Oh, no, I have this in my notes somewhere. Completely invented.
That's classified. Anyway, the storylines for each group, I gave a little wee flavour at the top for some of them. Can you tell us more about them?
So one group might be dealing with a situation where subsea cables have been cut, and they're also facing drones being flown into communication centres. At the same time, they have a threat from malware as well. And then there might be a storyline where power grids are coming under attack. Lieutenant Saoirse O'Reilly and Signalman are in Chada, where the team leads on that storyline, and they told me a bit more about it.
Power grids across the nation keep going offline, so we're trying to discover why that reason is happening. And so far we found out that there was a phishing email sent to one of our users, Carol, and through that phishing email, an executable file got onto our system, and that allows an external server to come onto our network and shut down the electricity.
As mentioned by my colleague there, the phishing email came in initially on the Friday of the exercise, and we've been working backwards to try and understand how that got onto our network. From that being on our network, we went further into an investigation to try and find out how all the systems were interconnected and how they were all being breached.
How beneficial do you think this is to run this simulation before it's something that might happen in real life?
Yeah, this is definitely a unique opportunity for a lot of us here in the real world. It'd be battle stations, but for us here, we can take it in a much more calm approach. We can understand how the network is interacting with all the different systems, and we can approach it with a logical and calm manner.
All right, Lieutenant Saoirse O'Reilly there, and the unflappable signal man, Aaron Chada. And the idea behind the training is it to have this coalition of NATO and partner countries that have cyber resilience. Is that how they term it?
Yes, I was talking to Brigadier General Mark Staunton about this. He's the commander of the Joint Cyber Defence Command in the Defence Forces, and he told me that it's absolutely critical to build resilience against cyber attacks. And I asked him if it's inevitable that Ireland will come under cyber attack again.
The adage we use in the cyber discourse or cyber community, it's not a case of if you're going to be hacked, it's when you're going to be hacked. So we, for example, in the Defence Forces are engaged in a 24/7 defensive campaign. So we would have approximately 60,000 nefarious or unsolicited port scans on our security infrastructure every day. We would have about 25 more sophisticated cyber attacks per week. We get about 500,000 emails per month. About 40% of those are spam. Our security architecture would block approximately 750 viruses per month. So we're actively engaged in a cyber defence campaign as we speak.
Is Ireland vulnerable in any way to increasing threats from bad actors?
I think geopolitically everybody is vulnerable to cyber attack because it's a border agnostic attack vector. In Ireland we have quite a positive ecosystem gradually being built up to ultimately enhance the cyber resilience within the state. From a military perspective, our role is really to provide a contingent capability to the National Cybersecurity Centre, who have primacy for cybersecurity within the state. But as a defence force, we're charged with the military defence of the state. And cyber is a domain of warfare, so we're actively engaged in building out our cyber capabilities, ultimately to enhance our ability to provide the military defence of the state across all operational domains, land, sea, air, space and cyber.
All right, Brigadier General Mark Staunton there. Una, we had the hack on the HSE, of course. That's something people would be familiar with and the chaos that that caused.
Yes, when any of those kind of systems go offline, countries can be really vulnerable and it can cause a lot of instability. And I talked about this with Ronan Murphy, a cybersecurity expert. He says that any national infrastructure like health, transport and defence are now high-value targets for bad actors. And I asked him who those bad actors might be.
Look, it's a wide-ranging list of potential bad actors, right? It's everything from state-sponsored. But you also have, I mean, a very high degree of organised crime, and you have what we call script kiddies. I mean, cybercrime has become commoditised. You know, you don't necessarily need to be a whiz kid programmer anymore. You can go online and you can buy it as a service. So it can literally be anyone. I mean, we've seen a whole spate of attacks recently targeting Land Rover and Marks and Spencer. It literally can be anybody that's engaging in this type of activity. Although I would say from a national perspective, it's typically nation states, and they're not so much looking for money. They're looking for disruption and basically undermining national security, or indeed, I would say, sending a message when they're unhappy.
Has AI changed anything about this space?
It has. I mean, it's made it eminently easier. I mean, all of your listeners will be all too familiar with how good the phishing emails they receive now, the text messages they receive, the messages they receive on across their social media platforms. Much of that has been powered by AI.
Is it inevitable that Ireland will experience another cyber attack on critical infrastructure?
I guess that's a controversial topic. The problem when it comes to cybersecurity is that the bad guys only ever need to be right once. We need to be right all of the time. So therefore, you would have to say, just given the global upward trend in cyber hacking, how turbulent the world is, I'm not saying it will definitely happen, but I would say there's a good chance that over the next few years, Ireland will suffer some sort of cyber attack again. Who knows what that could be? But what I would also say is that by training our frontline people, the people who operate in critical infrastructure, and having them ready to deal with the fallout from this, from a potential attack, is the best way to prepare for it.
Ronan Murphy there, cybersecurity expert, finishing that report by Una Kelly.